This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Everyone has an interest in food. From that basic starting point, the Ag Innovation Network sets out to build a broader base of common ground to assist communities in moving toward sustainable food systems.
We organize and facilitate community conversations about building a more equitable and sustainable food system. And we do it on the local level by organizing what we call food systems alliances. And it's a council of leaders from the local food community: growers, farmers, producers, processors, retailers, public health and nutrition advocates, farm labor, environmentalists, and anybody that's interested and concerned about food issues and food system gets involved. And the group becomes a clearinghouse and a way for those groups to build partnerships as well as to develop programming.
Dan Sherman, CEO of the Sebastopol-based group, says the 10-year-old organization acts as a nonprofit consultant for communities, facilitating their public conversations without being invested in what results.
Everybody understands that there's something wrong with the food system. Farmers in Iowa understand there's something wrong with the food system. Consumers looking at rising food prices or dealing with nutrition and health issues recognize there's something wrong. We're really good at getting people to sit down together and talk about these issues in ways that don't attempt to proselytize or convert them. To be able to do our work well, we have to help people have the conversations without having some attachment to what the solution is.
In California, these outcomes have included such projects as the construction of farmworker housing in Ventura or creating a farm-to-school nutritional program in San Mateo County. This past fall, they began a similar process locally in partnership with Sonoma County's Health Action Program.
They've started this iWalk project, and now there's going to be an iGrow project encouraging people to grow their own food and have community gardens. I mean, even trying to have a community garden on every block. And there was a food access work group that came out of that. And one of the recommendations that emerged was we should have a food system alliance, a way to institutionalize this community dialogue about food issues.
But Sherman notes that the Ag Innovations Network is also involved in some bigger statewide initiatives, too.
We think it's important to engage on the local level, but we also have a counterpart statewide called the California Roundtable on Agriculture and the Environment. And then we're also administering the Stewardship Index for Specialty Crops, which is an international effort to begin to build a set of metrics for measuring sustainability practices throughout the supply chain.
That's an undertaking that has found them working with major players at the national level.
With the Stewardship Index, some of the biggest players in the corporate food scene are there. I mean, Walmart can drive the entire industry because they're the biggest buyer. And they're interested in developing their own sustainability metrics. And now they're talking about partnering with this effort that we're working on. So I think there's a potential for some pretty big change, market-driven change.
Next week, the Ag Innovations Network will take part in another big statewide gathering, the annual EcoFarm Conference in Monterey County. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.